This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And to get your free creative productivity toolkit, sign up at cadavy.net/tools. Lots of people want to build a legacy. They want to be remembered when they're gone. It's a natural product of our fear of death, but is it realistic to want to build a legacy? Is it realistic to believe you can control whether or not you're remembered? And might aiming to build a legacy prevent you from doing the type of work that builds legacies in the first place? I examine these questions in this week's episode. Thank you for mentioning Love Your Work and my writing on social media. Thank you to Andrew Hoeveler. It's spelled Andrew Hoeveler on Instagram. He shares an awesome drawing, gold ink on black paper, and says, "Not sure what happened here other than I've been reading Harry Potter and The Heart to Start for bedtime reading. If you've read those, you might see where this is coming from." That may be the only time that you're going to hear Harry Potter and The Heart to Start in the same sentence, but I will take it. Thank you so much, Andrew. Also, thank you to Mike Is Urban, who shared a video on Instagram of an inspirational sign he saw. Mike says, "I took this in NYC in October 2017. Don't just consume content, create new content with confidence. CC, a great author on this topic, at Cadavy." Thank you so much for sharing that, Mike. And Nick and JJ shared The Heart to Start in an Instagram story, so thank you so much for that. When you share my work, you help me do more of this work. So if you know somebody out there with a ton of creative potential who could use a boost to get their work out in the world, tell them about Love Your Work, tell them about The Heart to Start, or share Love Your Work and The Heart to Start with your audience. It really, really helps. Thank you so much. We had a great webinar last week. If you missed it, I shared everything that I've learned in 12 years on my own on how to self-motivate so that you're working on the important stuff and so you're not letting the latest and the loudest sabotage your dream of making it as a creative entrepreneur. But not everybody was able to make it. So I'm having an encore webinar. It's a different day, a different time slot. Hopefully more of you can make it. It is still live. You can still ask me questions in real time. And hopefully you're listening to your Love Your Work episodes right away because it is coming up very soon. It is next week, Tuesday night, March 26, 2019. Learn the details and sign up at cadavy.net/motivation. That is cadavy.net/motivation. Here's the episode. No, I'm not building a legacy. Lots of people talk about building a legacy. They want to be remembered when they're gone. I'm not trying to build a legacy. By trying to build a legacy, you ruin your chances of doing the things that lead to legacies in the first place. If you want to build a legacy, you want to be liked, and you want to have had an impact. Both of these aims are distractions. If you want to be liked, you'll be afraid to be different. If you're afraid to be different, you're unlikely to discover your true self. If you want to have had an impact, you want to help people. Believing that you're helping people is a sure way to cloud your judgment. You feel so good about yourself that you can't see whether you're actually helping people at all. Besides, if you're too focused on helping others, again, you'll learn very little about yourself. If you don't know yourself, you can't help anyone else. If these aren't good enough reasons to not try to build a legacy, consider the following conversation. Person one, I want to build a legacy. Person two, oh, so when you're dead, you'll still be insecure? If you want to build a legacy, you want to be remembered after you're dead. In a world where so many people are ruled by what they can't seem to attain, be it six-pack abs or a Lamborghini, this really takes the cake. You can get six-pack abs through diet, exercise, or even surgery. You can get a Lamborghini by accruing imaginary points in your bank account and exchanging those points for one, or just visit your local exotic car rental service. But to be remembered after you're dead? How the hell are you supposed to have any control over that? When I die, I'll be dead. And if I'm not forgotten then, or even before then, I likely will be forgotten within a generation or two. I can't say I like that idea, but I accept it because any other way of thinking is a recipe for misery. This isn't to say that my life doesn't have purpose. I have a strong sense of purpose in my life, in fact, but that purpose lives within the confines of things over which I have control. You may have noticed the irony of not thinking about legacy because thinking about legacy distracts one from the types of thoughts and actions that lead to legacy. That's like third-level recursive legacy building, isn't it? Maybe it is. But ultimately, the goal is this. I want to discover my truth. In the process, I want to share what I learn. If my books are sitting on the dusty stacks of a library on Mars in 300 years, that's great. But one moment wasted hoping for that is a moment that could have been spent on getting where I'm going. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of the show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/Katavi. That's patreon.com/KADAVY. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.